भगवते वासुदेवाय Krishna. Let us just see all the predavanye sasyapski yesnik autoritetski sadistributionski sa earphoneski your good name? Dira Prashanta Das Ji. Yes. I thought I spoke Serbian. So, just to have some continuity in the classes, Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu suggested we continue in the 14th chapter of the 10th canto with Brahma's prayer. I thought it's a good inspiration and would like to hand this inspiration down to all the other lecturers. There are beautiful prayers which Srila Prabhupada would often quote, a good number of them, 5 or 6. So we will take verse 8 from the 14th chapter. Basically, after Brahma had committed the offense which the Lord considers to be very serious, that is to separate his devotees from him, he had stolen the gopas, he had an insight and could understand that Krishna was his eternal master. Just like a glowworm in the face of the sun sees its insignificance, the creator of this universe, when confronted with the Lord's extraordinary potencies, felt insignificant and prayed this prayer. Tate nukampang susamikshamano.
Tate nukampang susamikshamano.
Bunyana evatmakritam vipakam.
Bunyana evatmakritam vipakam.
Vidvagvapurbhirvidadannamaste.
Vidvagvapurbhirvidadannamaste.
Jivetayo muktipade sadaya bhak. Jivetayo muktipade sadaya bhak. Tatenukampang susumikshamano.
Tatenukampang susumikshamano.
Munjana evatmakritam vipakam.
Munjana evatmakritam vipakam.
Ritvākvapūrbhirvidadannamaste.
Ritvākvapūrbhirvidadannamaste.
Jīvetayo muktipade sadāya bhak.
Jīvetayo muktipade sadāya bhak.
tenu kampam susumikshamano. Punyana evatma kritam vipakam. Hridvagva purbir vidadan namaste. Jivetayo mukti pade sadaya bhag. Yes, please.
Tatenu kampam susumikshamano.
Punyana evatma kritam vipakam.
Hridvagva purbhir vidadan namaste.
Jivetayo mukti pade sadaya bhag.
Tatenu kampam susumikshamano.
Tatenu kampam susumikshamano. Vunjana evatma kritam vipakam. Vedbhagva purbhir vidadan namaste.
Jivetayo mukti pade sadaya bhag.
Matajis, please. Or one Mataji.
Tatenu kampam susumikshamano.
Punyana evatma kritam vipakam.
Hridvagva purbhir vidadan namaste.
Jivetayo mukti pade sadaya bhag.
Tat.
Therefore, te, your anukampam, compassion, su samikshamana, earnestly hoping for, bunjana, enduring, eva, certainly, atmakritam, done by himself, vipakam, the fruitive result, read within his heart, vak, words, vapurbhihi, and body, vidadhan, offering, namaha, obeisances, te, unto you, jivita, lives, yaha, anyone who, mukti pade, to the position of liberation, saha, he, dayabhag, the rightful heir. My dear Lord, oh, I touched something and then it. Do you know how these things? You need to somehow pet. Left side, I should touch. Don't touch anything. Good. Acha. Thank you. You know, like they're like a difficult monster. When you know how to just rub it properly, it will belch in satisfaction. But when you rub it wrongly, it will claw your heart out. So, my dear Lord, one who earnestly waits for you to bestow your causeless mercy upon him, all the while patiently suffering the reactions of his past misdeeds and offering you respectful obeisances with his heart, his words and body, is surely eligible for liberation, for it has become his rightful claim. Srila Sridhar Swami explains in his commentary that just as a legitimate son has to simply remain alive to gain an inheritance from his father, one who simply remains alive in Krishna consciousness, following the regulative principles of Bhakti Yoga, automatically becomes eligible to receive the mercy of the personality of Godhead, oh God. In other words, he will be promoted to the kingdom of God. It says copy now. But maybe please don't laugh at a fool. He will become more self-conscious of you. The word susumiksha mana indicates that a devotee earnestly awaits the mercy of the Supreme Lord, even while he is suffering the painful effects of his previous sinful activities. Lord Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita that a devotee who fully surrenders unto him is no longer liable to suffer the reactions of his previous karma. However, because in his mind a devotee may still maintain the remnants of his previous sinful mentality, the Lord removes the last vestiges, it's like remnants, of the enjoying spirit by giving his devotee punishments that may sometimes resemble sinful reactions. The purpose of the entire creation of God is to rectify the living entity's tendency to enjoy without the Lord. And therefore the particular punishment given for a sinful activity is specifically designed to curtail the mentality that produces the activity. Curtail, what, it comes from the word curtain, isn't it? Or
put an obstacle or to deviate.
Okay. So here the purpose of the entire creation of God is to rectify the living entity's tendency to enjoy with the Lord. And therefore, when the Lord gives a particular punishment, then that is meant so that your mentality changes and you think, oh, I don't like to do this. materialistic activity any longer. It is painful. I stop it now. Although a devotee has surrendered to the Lord's devotional service, until he is completely perfect in Krishna consciousness, he may maintain a slight inclination to enjoy the false happiness of this world. Huh? So it is seems to be natural, unfortunately, if we don't perfect our Krishna consciousness, that there will be a little desire to enjoy the false happiness. The Lord therefore creates a particular situation to eradicate this remaining enjoying spirit. He brings you into a situation in the life where you say, I got enough. My nose is full with 20 liters of mucus. I don't require this any longer. This unhappiness suffered by a sincere devotee is not technically a karmic reaction. No, it is rather the Lord's special mercy for inducing his devotee to completely let go of this material world and return home back to Godhead. A sincere devotee earnestly desires to go back to the Lord's abode. Therefore, he willingly accepts the Lord's merciful punishment and continues offering respects and obeisances to the Lord with his heart, words, and body. Such a bona fide servant of the Lord, considering all hardship a small price to pay for gaining the personal association of the Lord, certainly becomes a legitimate... You're not listening. I start the whole puppet again. Because you were sleeping. No, please not. Please not. At least this part. Listen. Don't sleep now. So, a sincere devotee, this is in the paragraph, will know when there is some hardship in life, when there is some male problemski happening, that this is given by the Lord. That is his faith. He understands, this is good for me. It's the small price I have to pay for gaining the personal association of the Lord. And by this mentality, that okay, there is some problem, I don't run away and get another Lord now, but I accept that my Lord has given this to help me finish or stop my remaining tendency to enjoy this world. By this, you become very dear to the Lord. You become like a legitimate son of God. This is indicated by the words Dayabag. Just as one cannot approach the sun without becoming fire, one cannot approach the Supreme Pure Lord Krishna without undergoing a rigid purificatory process, which may appear like suffering, but which is in fact a curative treatment administered by the personal hand of the Lord. Mm-hmm. May I inquire? I'm pushing this up to go to another page, but it returns stubbornly. Oh, good. Thank you, Meshinsky. So, let us again hear the verse. My dear Lord, one who earnestly waits for you to bestow your causeless mercy upon him, all the while patiently suffering the reactions of his past misdeeds and offering you respectful obeisances with his heart, his words, and body is surely eligible for liberation, for it has become his rightful claim. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Visaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitya Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Vacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Askatyare Sadarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 extraordinary Shraddha or faith of the devotee of Krishna is illustrated when the devotee comes into the situation of experiencing misery. This is something which is unavoidable on the path of bhakti. It is necessary so that the devotee loses his wrongful mentality, but it is still painful when it comes. It is either physical or mental misery. We in ISKCON Europe, this part of Europe, we usually refer to it as a purification. Have you heard this word? Oh, Krishna sent me this purification. It is a good word. But have you ever thought what is purified or what is removed, what is cleansed? It is that mentality which is still lurking from time to time, its ugly head, you know, like a king cobra, which sometimes rises its head and comes into the attack position. It's that mentality which comes up from the heart and wants to go for sense gratification. A devotee may be an illusion, in other words, that this word is to offer some pleasure for him. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is remembering Yamunacharya, who has described the material world to be like a lake of poison which is covered with a thin layer of moss. It's a difficult word Mahorina. You know this covering? It looks so ecologically valuable, this lake. And you think, well, this moss is the perfect drinking water. And you then drink the water, but it is poisonous. So we all sometimes think still the world has these pleasures for us, either gross sense enjoyment or subtle sense enjoyment, and we go for it. and afterwards suffer. So in order to remove this go for it mentality, this attraction, which is a remnant, it's a leftover from the big mistake which you made to turn away from Krishna and independently enjoy. It's a leftover, you know, it's still on your plate, like a leftover when you have eaten your plate but couldn't finish it. So some of us couldn't finish this illusion, and there's a leftover still on in our lives. And then when we go for it, Krishna very, very pedagogically, you know, very, he has something in mind to teach us a lesson. You know, that's what a pedagogue, a teacher does when he speaks. There's something behind his words, something behind the apparent which he wishes to teach. So in this way, Krishna gives us this misery, but there is something behind it which he wishes to, where he wants to teach us a lesson, that leave this world, it's a poisonous lake. The fruits on the poison tree of this world are dangerous, dangerous. And he gives us danger. Now, the weak devotees, like the Germans, turn away from the Lord. Prabhupada had a god brother, Swami Sarananda, who was a professor of linguistics in the Leipzig University and also of some Geisteswissenschaften. He was a brilliant man who told Srila Prabhupada about how the Germans in the Second World War reacted with the towards the punishment of the Lord, the merciful punishment of the Lord. They left him. The German housewives had been praying for their husbands to return from the battle frontier, but only the dead corpses, if at all, returned. And they found fault in the Lord. They left their religion, and the churches are empty. It's still going on. The Bishop of Hamburg has just ordered a demolition of one of these churches. It's a huge structure which he, you know, but nobody goes there because they don't believe in the Lord any longer. And still, from that time, Germany is turning very atheistic, very much disappointed also with the church. And the churches are standing empty, vacant. Because the faith has left. Faith has left the heart. What is with you, if I may ask, how strong is your faith in Krishna? No need to raise your hand now. Ask yourself a little bit this question. There is something very much... a very powerful weapon of Kali Yuga, a powerful weapon of Maya, is she will attack our faith. As we journey in our spiritual life, our faith must increase from the beginner's faith into what is described Nishta, firm faith, and later it will turn into Bhava and Prema. It's all faith which has to grow, just like you have grown and your body has grown, your knowledge has grown, your language skills have grown over the time. Your maturity has grown. You know, that's why we call you a grown-up. When someone is becoming older, but his body doesn't grow, and he still talks like a baby, and is easily hurt like a baby, who has a very, very small tolerance level, we call this person infantile. He's still small. So in devotional life, our faith has to mature. It has to grow. It's all a journey of faith, Krishna consciousness, where our faith transforms from the beginner's faith, or is expected to transform from the beginner's faith into mature and strong faith. Jiva Goswami describes that the word Shraddha is synonymous, I hope this is the English way, synonymous.
Yeah,
it's equal. The word Shraddha of faith is equal to another word. Would you like to hear this other word? Can you guess what mature faith is transforming in? Yeah, I'm first asking you. What do you look for in your own spiritual life when your faith becomes stronger? Will there be a result or will there be no result? Will you be able to note it? Or Shraddha, conviction. Here's another word for nishtha, conviction. It's another word, it's no longer just a theoretical belief. There's a difference. There's a strong conviction. The result which comes from this, when you become more faithful, is you will become a Sharanagata devotee, or you will enter the process of Sharanagati, says Jiva Goswami. Sharanagati means surrender by accepting what is favorable and rejecting what is unfavorable, and you know, it means surrender, prapati, finding shelter in Krishna, no longer in the poison lake of material world. Sharana, Sharana, you take shelter. And the moment you take shelter, you become really purified. Now, not in the ISKCON terminology that you get at the club. No. The moment you take shelter, at that moment, Tridasha Roy, your attention is half in the kitchen, but I would request you to be fully with this lecture. Because, or you may have to make a decision. Will I hear now or will I do something else? That's very important for devotional life. 100% in everything. Eating 100%, listening to a lecture 100%, not listening to a lecture 100%, you know, not half-half. Nothing comes in life to us. So, Sharanagati means you take shelter like a cow who is coming to a new master and who is not worried for his maintenance. This is what happens when your faith becomes strong. You feel, I want to take shelter now with Krishna. No longer shelter in material arrangements. I will do my things, but my shelter is with Krishna. He will arrange everything. He will be with me always, and I will always be with him. This is what happens when your faith matures. It's a very, very nice thing. Now, this happens. So what is faith? Have you ever thought about this question? What is faith? Do you think it's a good question? If you want to develop it, I think it's good. Good. Patanjali makes a definition of the beginnings of faith. He says it's like an affectionate leaning. It's not something which is intellectual, although Jiva Goswami says that for those who are so much in the head, like many of us, there is a process to develop Shastriya Shraddha, which goes in five stages. It's a little complex, and I won't overload you with too much information in this lecture. And I really think we have maybe half a person who will follow this process in this lecture. So I will go directly to what is relevant to the audience here. It's an affectionate leaning. You have to like it. Like, remember when you chose your guru and had faith in him, there was an affectionate leaning. You thought, this person, I just like him. And some emotion was there. I feel I can trust him. He will be good. He won't. He's just right for a person like me. It was like an affectionate leaning. This is what happens. The word shra means heart, and dha, second syllable, means to give. So shraddha, or faith, is not a purely intellectual process. You obviously need something to convince you, but the leap of faith, or the step of faith, which is the first step into the palace of bhakti, that always means you have some, you want to give your heart to this. You feel it's an affectionate leaning to this. So very important, because we are now looking of, I think those of you who know, who have heard some of my lecture, know that I always like to go step by step and want to bring you to a goal, a thing you can take with you from the class, because we know we are very forgetful and in the Hare Krishna movement of philosophy, and we need something really concrete to remember it. So this is my first point here. Please take note of this. Is Shraddha is a movement of the heart towards something. It's something, and this will bring along with you your mind. You will start to think, and your body will also change. You have faith in this vegetarian style of eating, and no people, and you know it is, seems to be good, and then you, yes, let me get into it. What does happen when you place your heart into something? And I think here is this comes from a commentary from Vyasadeva. It's a very, very powerful, he makes a very powerful case for faith. He says, the first thing which happens when you place your faith in something is you will get virya, an inner strength. When your faith is strong, they say in Christianity, faith can move mountains. Do you have this in Serbia also? Because what it means is a faithful person is able to do tremendous things, good and bad. You know, the Germans had faith in Hitler. There are pictures of Hitler where he looks like the Messiah, holding religious symbols in his hands, and he's dressed in an iron armor, showing that he's invulnerable. The Americans can't get him. You know, he's the Messiah sent by God. They had faith, a small country was able to become the talk of the century because of faith. Or, you know, we as at the beginning, when our movement started, we were just such a small ragtag band of beginners who had one thing in our credit. We were not mature. We were not rich. We often came from hippie backgrounds, not educated. We could just take a few drugs and know the difference between the white and the black unwanted substance, and so on. Prabhupada once commented, Krishna didn't send me any first class men. That's true. We first devotees, we are what we are. We should not forget. But there was one thing to our credit, and Prabhupada noted that it was Guru Nishtha, of so much faith in Prabhupada, you can't believe. Now looking back to it, you can't be, it's inconceivable to the modern man. You know, we would give up everything, we would stop our education a week before its completion, no need of education. Teachers leave us kids alone. You know, and we would do Sankirtan, we would travel for months in a little van, we would eat with a little bread, and we would go out and distribute because our glorious master had promised us he would be satisfied by this thing. There were no obstacles. Our Sankirtan party did not buy food. You know this. For a complete year, we lived in the faith that Krishna will give us. And he always did. We would go out in the evening to beg from the German houses. We got so much. You can't believe our vans were full. Because so much faith. So much faith. Prabhupada used to say to increase our faith. He used to say things, the word impossible, this is not existing for you. And I remember in Serbia, we had this group called Nityananda Grupa. Oh, so much faith, you can't believe. We would, by our faith, we would have 7,000 people per evening. I mean, this, that is a little exaggerated. There were the big concerts. But 1,000, no problem. We would go into schools. Hello, we have some important cultural program. Stop your education here and buy tickets, that's better. There was more. I remember. We said, the war is for those who have the karma for this. We are trying to do good. Krishna will protect us. And we would go and in the midst of the war do our programs and... I remember we had programs where our hall was attacked by bombs. We had so much faith. No problem. This will not be for us. It will be for the non-devotees. And because there was this tremendous belief of faith, if it was mature or immature, that's not the point here. I'm just talking of faith at the moment. I'm not qualifying it. So much inner strength what was there. We would walk through walls, really, because of the inner faith. This is what Vyasadeva says. Shraddha will bring virya, means strength. And virya will bring something very important to you, inner strength. It will help you to remember. It's called smriti in Sanskrit. What is essential in life? As we said yesterday, we have forgotten that we have forgotten God. We don't think of it any longer. we modern people. That is the real problem. It's a serious problem. If someone has forgotten that he has forgotten, he will never remember. He will never. The civilization has forgotten that it has forgotten God, and therefore it will never become God conscious unless there's a strong, strong, strong faithful people preaching in it. It can't be. The cause is they are lost. Someone has forgotten that he has forgotten something important. He will never come to this important thing. So when you have faith, this becomes, you have inner strength, and you will remember, oh my God, I should be more Krishna conscious. My God, this verse, or this warning from the scripture, oof, very important, you know. And from this smriti, eventually will develop something which is called samadhi, or deep absorption, and from this comes ultimately pragya, or a specific spiritual realization. What is that specific realization? It will help you to distinguish between purusha and prakriti, or the soul and matter. You will know this is this matter. You will see a beautiful, attractive situation of temptation, and you will see this matter. It has nothing to do with my need, my essential need. So this is what happens when Shraddha is there. Shraddha, as Patanjali says, protects the sadhaka. Sadhaka means someone like you who practices spiritual life, like a mother protects its little child. Faith protects you in all situations, like a mother protects the child. Some of you are now mothers and fathers and have seen what is the extent of protection which the mother affords to its little child. It's remarkable how the mother, runs. I remember there was this case in the news of a tourist. I forgot from which country, were in Croatia, and the mother, it was a small family, husband, wife, and the little child. And the husband took a motorboat out into the Adriatic for a pleasant ride, which became a horror ride. The Bura came. You know what is Bura here in this area? Very strong storm. From where do the Bura come? From
north.
North. A mystical region. Bura is strong. And the Adriatic Sea, which looked so pleasant, became the sea of death on that day for many tourists. And our man with the motorboat was brought to a cliff, a high cliff, to the end of a cliff, and his motorboat just was crashed there, but he could make it with his child on the little stretch of land which separated the rocky cliff from the sea. Am I clear?
Yes.
So the mother was in her apartment and fearing that my husband is not coming, my child is not there. What is happening? Oh no, the storm is there, we were warned, husband is out on the sea, oh my child, second place, oh my husband, what will become out of them? Oh, so much worry. And she called the rescue people, and they, the rescue people, when the Bura was a little down, came with a boat, but the sea was so high they could not come to the little beach. It was only this much, and where the father was screaming and the child was rebe, rebe, screaming, and already 8 hours had elapsed. Child was so hungry, needed mother, and so much rescue activities were going. Helicopter was coming, but there was still this wind. The helicopter could not approach the rock. It would have been broken on the rock. Then some good climbers came with ropes, but because there was the wind, they couldn't remain attached to the cliff, and they were scrubbing their bodies, and they had to climb up. Finally the mother came, and the mother looked down and saw the child. The child was, "Mother, hunger." Mother saw, and now, because this mother had just so much motherly affection, it said to the strong climbers, "Boys, let mother do, you know." And she was not an expert climber. No, why an expert? She was not a climber at all. She was like you and me. The rope, we hope that we don't lose the grip and have fire on our hands when we slide down the rope. So she was going, there was a storm, but she was so protective, so much protection bath, that nothing happened. She could come down. She went to the child, said hello to her husband, and breastfed the child in the storm, or in the, you know, it was not the full storm, middle quality storm, and you know, it saved her child from protected her child. So Shraddha is like a mother which protects you on your journey from all the obstacles. That there's this affectionate leaning to Krishna, which turns into Sharanagati, this surrender. And you, nothing can touch you. No Bura can touch you. Bura means storm of life. It will come, you will feel it, but you will be protected by it. That's very important, this thing. Now, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur gives all the sadhakas, blue-eyed sadhakas, two instructions where they should place their faith. In a general way, of course, in Guru and Krishna. But there's this quotation, Vishwanath. Shraddha Shapte Vishwas Kahe Sutrida Nishchoy. No? That is called faith. I will give you now, those who are a little knowledgeable in the scriptures, a challenging translation. Shraddha Shapte. Shapte means sound. This verse is often translated, faith is called to have Vishwas. In unshakable belief, in what do you have to have faith? This is my point. In the Shabda, says Vishwanath, the revealed word, or if you want to hear it in ISKCON slang, the books, you know, the scriptures, which have been handed down. Your faith needs to be placed there. It's very important. If you place your faith especially in the king of scripture, the Bhagavatam and its theology, then your faith can grow. Prabhupada would sometimes say, I have one criticism of my disciples, he said to us disciples. You don't read. But, he said, If you don't read the books, after some time there will be no more Haribol, Haribol. He said like this. Because your faith will not be there. This books is really, Prabhupada writes in one preview, not preview, but it's called introduction, that he writes these books to convince the people. Yeah? This is Shraddha. You must place your Shraddha in the books. And therefore I want to ask you for a sadhaka, a sadhana at the end of the lecture. You will not get out of here without paying some price. Now I don't ask you. You just listen first, because you might become convinced and like to do what you hear. So faith first in the scriptures, very important. Second place where you need to put your faith is in the process. Specific sadhana. Which is our process? Can I get some ideas here? What is the process of Krishna consciousness? How will we attain Krishna consciousness? Shravanam Kirtanam. Daily verse chanting, yes. Many things, but the main things is you need to chant the holy name. Nam Kirtan and Bhagavad Shravan. You need to listen to the Bhagavatam. Who of you still reads the Bhagavatam? I will not ask this embarrassing question. Yes, Maharaji, 5 years ago. Maharaji, I have the books in my home. Don't worry, I have all the sets, the complete set. I bought it when I was young, and the world was young. It is really, it is said in Padma Purana, if you read every day, listen to this, one verse of the Bhagavatam, you will be, it's something like Tara, it liberated, you know, something. I would love to, I have to be honest, I can't say what will happen, because I just read until, I just thought, okay, this I can do, you know. I don't care what happens, I'm doing this. And then it says, and if you can't make it for one verse, read half a verse. That we can do. Yeah. But every day, regularly, this is it. In this age of Kali, those who have lost their vision will get light by this Bhagavad Purana. Very, very important. So this process, you have to put faith in the process, or the chanting. This is the two resting places according to Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. The scripture and the process of devotional service. It's also sometimes called sadhana. You should be, Jiva Goswami is always telling the details, like a gold digger. Who of you has heard about the gold rush? Jack London and all? When we were young, we read this. In America, there was one part, I believe it was the northern part of America. California. Let's go to, yeah, California. There was gold, and everyone was going to the gold. And then it was found near rivers or at the river bank. And then you would make your claim. That's my piece. And then you would have a sifter and go, and again go through the sand or the earth on the banks, and after some time you had what is called gold nuggets. Gold. And people would leave everything everywhere in America, and just it was a rush, you know, like when Prashalam is when there is a pizza rush, you know, no interest, Maharaj, let's stop the lecture, let's be practical, buddhi praktikalni, you know, and there's a pizza rush. Maybe we will get a Tridasha Roy pizza here, and then the real rush will start. Unlimited rush. That was a gold rush, you know, in America. People had faith. If I go to California, I will become a rich man. And they would go through so many hardships. They would just take their sifter. Even in the night hours, they would go. There were pictures I have seen as a child. They had candles. Let's continue, Susan, to get the gold. You know, they would, husband and wife would be there. The children would be there. Hey John, keep on, don't sleep, this is our chance, you know. And they would dig, go for the gold. This is how a sadhaka, a Hare Krishna person, should practice his process again and again. Let's go through the mantra. We will find the gold, we will find Krishna. Rest assured, no problem, it will come. I will sit in the Kirtan of Bhakti by Baba Maharaj. He has good melodies and good emotion, good heart, the heart of a devotee. I will sit there, okay, oh, my body wants to go somewhere else and I want to talk some glupas now. But I will remain sitting. It will come, it will come. I have this faith. The gold nuggets will come to me. This is required, this type of faith. I want to now come to the closing point of this. You will ask the question, Maharaj, I am an old devotee. I am practicing this now for 4 years. It's not working. I want to see more success stories. This is there, this feeling. The Shastras tell us that if you have this faith crisis, there's only one place where you can repair it. It also says if you're a beginning devotee and you want to start your spiritual life, there's only one place where you can get it. You must come into the association of devotees who engage in the process of talking about Krishna. And there's this other verse. Do we have it, Sharangatago? Someone has it. Satang Prasa. Is it there? I would love to chant it with you because it was our first verse. Yes, you can just stand like this, please. Satang prasangam mama virya samvido.
Satang prasangam mama virya samvido.
Everybody. Bhavanti ritka marasayana kata. Tashyo shanarasya bhavagavadmani. Shada. Stay like this. So it says, Satang Prasanga, in this Sangam, in this association of Sat people. Sat people means people who are interested in what is Sat, eternal. This virya, strength, comes by this rasayana katha, this sweet talk about Krishna. And then you will be liberated from your material life, apavaga. And what happens? Shraddha will come. Do you see it in the left corner? Huh? Shraddha, faith comes. Then rati, attraction on the level of bhava. And finally, bhakti or prema bhakti. In kramas. Kramas means step, and one step after another. It's like the Yugoslavian word polako polako. It comes one step after the other. No? This is found in scripture, this verse. And I request you to put your faith in it. Thank you very much. You may sit down now. To place your faith in this process of coming together, like we have done for the Serbian summer camp, and hearing about Krishna, this Rasayana Katha, which is full of different touching points, which give taste to us, and singing the holy name together with devotees. Jiva Goswami says in Sankirtan, different from Kirtan. Now let me say it in English. When you sing Kirtan with many, as opposed to when you sing Kirtan alone, when you do it alone, extraordinary devotional feelings are created. No? Your faith, the inclination of the heart, devotion, that heartful, affectionate leaning towards an object is created there. So I request you very sincerely to do three things while you are here on the summer camp. It's very, very nice to see that you are in good attendance. Please attend the programs. When you decide to attend, do it like Tridasha Roy, who has made the decision, I have noted, to listen to the lecture, apparently. So that is good. You need to make a decision. I'm going to this program and I'm taking full part in it. Maybe you can't go to all programs. You're not like Parikshit Maharaj, day and night. So you should look for the programs where you see this program will give me nourishment. And then be there. Be there in the beginning. Stay throughout, fully attentive. And then when it's closed, then it's closed, and then eat 100% attentive, or talk or whatever. But be there. Don't be physically there, but mentally somewhere else. And then especially come to the kirtans. Our Bhakti Bhai Baba Maharaj is here. I here for 4 days altogether. He is especially known in our movement as a particularly gifted kirtan leader. So go and use the time properly. Use it wisely. After all, our movement in Serbia has become a congregational movement. There are not so many temples, and those temples are not so frequented. So it's our chance now to try and test the words of the scripture. I think something wonderful will happen if you place your faith in there. And when you go, something else. The effect of these powerful processes will come, provided you don't make offenses. And I don't wish to speak about offenses on an empty stomach, because they're so frightening. But I want to talk positively about it. Please, as you are here in the Serbian summer camp, try to talk nicely about each other. Try to, genuinely nicely, try to serve the devotees. Be a servant of the devotee. devotees. You will see the atmosphere will become unique. Vrishka Gauranga camps are known to be very powerful camps because very nice, it's somehow a good situation. We are all by us here in the midst of the forest. And so try to be a servant of the devotees during this time. And I think all of you are wonderful. Maharaj Jayapataka Maharaj said the Serbian devotees have the greatest heart, they are the best. He will most probably say it in every country when he comes, but because he wishes. But no, I don't want to belittle his statement. No, it's known amongst the old ones. They're very, very affectionate devotees, very kind devotees. So please make this extra way to be here as a servant that will please Krishna, and your whole summer camp will be imbued with a lot of spiritual blessings. Yes, the wind of blessings will move your small ship forward when you serve devotees. Time is also there. I'm sorry I went over time. I will not take any questions. I see Madhva Muni is slowly approaching to make some important orientation for the day. Thank you so much for listening. And if you forget everything in this lecture, or from this lecture, remember this point, please, that Shraddha will give you strength. And this Shraddha is born in the association of devotees when you do the right things. The right things is to hear, to take part in the hearing and the chanting. No? Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.